I'm not a big fan of Marks and Spencer food-wise, that is, because everything they seem to do has onions in it, and I hate onions. Chicken and ham pie, it's got flipping onions in it. Spaghetti bolognese, got onions in it. Anyway, they've got an electrical department. I am not going to buy something, because I'm sure if I buy a two-bar fire, I'll get it home and an onion will fall out. Right, I had a brilliant omelette that went on and on and on. Now, normally you get a two-egg omelette. I must have had a 17er. I had to leave it. Or actually, I was thinking of putting it in my pocket, leaving it for a week, and then I'd have a face cloth.
Hello, Mark Page here. How are you? Yellow Pages, they're apparently going to now, after more than 40 years, put it on a diet, the Yellow Pages. It's going to have all the same listings, but it's going to be shorter, narrower, and go through the letterbox. Why do they deliver to offices? You must have worked in an office where there are 8 Yellow Pages, and how do you get rid of them? The problem becomes yours. Can you ring up Yellow Pages and say, I don't want these, take these away. Take these 7 away. One will do us fine, because not everybody's fighting for Yellow Pages at the same time, are they? No! Stop it! Comic Relief coming up this year. Will Lenny Henry actually be funny this year? I don't know. It's about 20 years since he was last funny. I feel he's a bit overhyped. Are we going to have the newsreaders dancing on TV again? Ha 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 ha! Are we going to have a newsreader singing a song? Ha 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 ha! About time they did something new. And you can't just go, oh, but it's in a good cause. It doesn't mean rubbish has to be in a good cause, does it? Rita Ora is radioactive. Is she really? Well, don't sit next to her then. Do you know what I mean? Your hair might fall out though. Yeah, she's radioactive. The Oscars, Lincoln is in there with Daniel Day-Lewis. And I saw it this week and I had to laugh at the voice that he does of Abraham Lincoln. It's like something out of The Simpsons. It should be for a cartoon movie. Having seen Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, now having watched this, I can't take it seriously. Yellow Pages, you know, I said it's slimmer, it's smaller, but they'll still probably drop off bulk copies in offices and stuff and won't collect them. But apparently the first new compact ones are going to arrive in homes in London and the Isle of Wight. They need to be smaller and compact to get them across on the Isle of Wight ferry before they deliver them, don't they? And I've always liked that about the Isle of Wight ferry, what's brown and steams and comes out of cows backwards. The Isle of Wight ferry.
Queen Ethelberger.
Sam Fox, she wouldn't turn up at a posh do with the government do. She's hugely successful in Serbia, and she didn't turn up for it, so they decided not to build a statue of her where she's a big superstar. I still reckon still not enough plasticine in Serbia to be doing that.
Just reading in one of the papers this week, MPs warn Olympics may go £2 billion into the red. London, what? Are paying for the Olympics, but then the money comes back into the country, but to bed and breakfast people, doesn't it? That's where the money... People who have bed and breakfast houses in around London, they're the ones going to get the money back. John Parson, Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion. He only had one hit, but it was a massive hit that back in the 80s. And he lives near Doncaster, right? John Parr lives near Doncaster. Owns studio and does rock tracks, still big in Germany. Germany into long hair, you know, mullets and rock tracks. Still, to this day, and John Parr did that. I once played in a football match with John Parr, and he wasn't really much of a footballer, and he wore some white boots, which at the time, white boots are a bit... You didn't wear white boots, do you know what I mean? In this charity match, he wore white boots, and then he went in gold for a while. He's rubbish at both. But still, a great song from John White Boots Pass in Elmo's Fire here at Garrison FM.
Trying to clean the shower out, is an awful job, isn't it? It's an awful job. All that hair. Do you know what I mean? Well, I wouldn't be such a slaphead if I had all that hair disappearing down the shower. Anyway, Garrison FM at the weekend with Chris Kerr coming up in just over an hour.
Bye-bye now.